From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Austria and Germany opened their borders Saturday to thousands of refugees traveling by bus, train, or on foot across Austria to Germany. European Union member countries have been divided in the face of an unprecedented refugee influx. Federica Mogherini is the EU foreign policy chief.
It is here to stay, and the sooner we accept it psychologically and politically, the sooner we will be able to respond in an effective way and to manage in an effective way.
Back in Budapest, where many of the refugees were crowded into the main train station before making their way to Austria, our correspondent reports the station is nearly empty. Hungarian authorities, though, had put out portable facilities for washing and a screen for children to watch cartoons. All of that's been removed, even though there are reports from the border between Serbia and Hungary that more refugees are crossing. Al-Shabaab militants seized two southern Somalian towns from retreating African Union forces Saturday, days after a deadly militant attack on an AU base in the same area killed dozens of Ugandan soldiers. The deputy governor of the Lower Shabelle region told VOA's Somali service that Amisom troops had withdrawn from a key military base 60 kilometers south of Mogadishu. Anti-Syrian government violence spread on Saturday in the country's Druze minority a day after the assassination of a prominent anti-government cleric and explosions that killed at least 25 others. Also, clashes between the Islamic State and rebels for control of an opposition stronghold in northern Syria continued on Saturday, with at least 47 killed. This is VOA News.